It is Football Miracles. It is the 10th one. There has been 10 of these. It'll need to have some sort of name. That begins with DEC when people look back on it. DEC something or other. It is Neil Atkinson with Ian Salmon, with Kev Walsh and with John Gibbons. Let's say the words. They can have more enjoyable moments in a week of football than we've had in 30 years. Everton are the most miserable club to support in this country. A combination of us being able to have any high whatsoever compounded by them getting football miracles on a weekly basis, season after season. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Football Miracles. What a poet who wrote that originally.
God bless him.
All out,
every time, but God bless him, honestly.
God bless him.
Does he know we've got 10 shows? That was that sweet.
No. I hope so. He's a strong contender for me with Peter Reid and your wifey and for Greatest Living Evertonian. obviously, John Parrott always wins through. Yeah. always wins the day.
I like the fact that Matty didn't make the list.
not done enough last 12 months for me.
No. Got to do more. This is the one, the season just gone. It's a funny one, in a sense, John, first. In that miracles were less required in a really strange way. There's still about, and I was thinking, I might be scratching around a bit here, and I'm not, because we'll get into why. But one of the key ones, one of the first ones, was just the idea of being back at Anfield for the first time, Norwich away for the first time, being back at Anfield for the first time, and then being back with European football against Milan. All of that did have miraculous sort of properties.
Yeah, I mean, looking, you know, back to those first, you know, away games or your first, you know, time at Anfield and that feeling, you know, you did start to wonder, when is it going to come back? You know, I wouldn't say, you know, oh, is it ever going to come back? Because you knew it would sort of eventually, really. But, you know, from going for, oh, this is something that will all be over in a couple of months and we'll all go back to normal, to starting to wonder, you know, is there a new normal? That was the phrase being used, wasn't it? Was throwing around there. So to be back in full grounds, to be back, you know, having to fill in a bit of a COVID pass and that's it, and to be able to go in was an incredible feeling, really. And that's how the season started, you know, and that was brilliant as well. I'm glad we didn't creep back in. Do you know what I mean? The creeping back in was the back end of the year before, yeah. Wasn't it? It was, here we go. We've got the fixture list out and you're going to be in the ground. Fucking great.